Remember Shelby Shoemaker. Then we got 14 going to dribbling up the court. Just right down the center. She's getting it. Hard pressed by Katie. Basket over to number 40 on the right side of the court. And we've got a 5-second call. She held the ball too long with the defender on her. Number 40 will throw it in for Buckland. Throws it in number 14. 14 dribbling. Going to take it right up the court to the top of the key. Passes it over to number 32 to the right side of court. 32 on the ground. Still has a possession of the ball. Passes back to 14. 14 dribbles to the top of the key. Passes back over to number 32. 32 back to 14 again. Dribbles back to the front of the key. 14 over to number 30. 30 back to 14. 14 back over to number 42. 42 dribble drives. Dishes it over to... Oh, and it is stolen by Macy Rogers. Rebound by number 32, and we have an instant jump ball going going Buckland way. Yes, I would. It could be a long night tonight for Brashear. Number 42 is going to take it out for Buckland. Pass in number 14. No press. Everybody else is down by the other hoop. Dribbles up. Front and center. Passes it over to number 32 on the right wing. She dribble drives. Takes a shot. And it is no good. And it falls out of bounds. And we got 42 taking it out from Buckland. 42 passing in number 14. 14 dribbling to the center of the court. She gets past half court. Oh, and she travels. Looked like she was going to pass there, but decided otherwise. Now number 42 will pass it in for Buckland. 42 to 14. 14 taking her time getting to the other half of the court. Dribbling to center of the court. Picks up her dribble. Instantly pressured by Brashear's defenders. And we got a 5-second call again by Brashear's tough defense. Number 42 passes and then number 14. 14 dribbling to the center of the court. Dribbling. Oh, she does a nice little spin move there. Picks up her dribble and dishes it over to 32. 32 back to 14 to the center of the court. And is fouled by Macy Rogers. And we've got a timeout for Buckland. And we are in the first quarter with 2:57 left. 4-0, Brashear winning. Number 40 is passing it in for Buckland. 40 over. Oh, and it's stolen by Shelby Salter. Macy Rogers will throw it in for Brashear. And it will be Buckland ball. And number 42 throws it into 14. Yeah. Number 14 dribbles up the court. 14, going dribble drive. But it's caught. And pass to number 42 and is fouled by Macy Rogers. That will be her second of the night. And we've got a substitution. Abigail Wheeler for Macy Rogers. Number 14's passing, or 40's passing it in for Buckland. And it is out of bounds on Buckland. Number 42 passes in number 14. 14 dribbles it, makes another dribble drive, passes it over to number 20. Number 20 stuck, passing to 14, dribble drives again. 14 back to 40. Up, put 14 up the shot, rebounded by Buckland, and it is good. Me neither. But 32 is the one who made that shot, ladies and gentlemen. Number 32, Taylor Bailey. She was fouled by number 40, Grayson Hansen. Goes to her line, shooting her second. Number 42 passes in number 14. 14 dribbles up the court. Goes to the center of the court. Oh, passes it to number 14 in the lane. 14 goes up with it and is fouled.
Hello? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. My smartphone's been turned off, so you've missed out on most of the first half of the game.
Number 42 will shoot her first. And it is good.
Oh.
Number 42 will go and shoot her second. Puts up the shot. And it's no good.
It's going to be a white ball. Kristen Levitt. Nope. Katie Smith's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Buckland's putting a little bit of pressure on him, but they still get into Shelby Sutter on the right side of the court. She's going to bring it, drive it up. Pass it to Abigail Lee on the right wing. Pass it to Shelby Rogers on the right side of the lane. Puts shot, no good. Christian, or Shelby Sutter gets a rebound, dribbles it out. Pass it to Katie Smith on the left wing. He puts up a shot, airballed, and goes out of bounds.
Buckland ball, number 42. 42 passes in number 14. 14 dribbles. Goes to the center of the court. Oh, dribbles her eyes and does not stop in time as she gets a travel call.
Katie Smith passes it to Shelby Salter. Shelby Salter drives it up the middle of the court. Oh, she tries to force a pass and it's no good, but Buckland's going to tip it out of bounds and it's going to stay in white. Oh, apparently Kristen Love nicked the ball. So it's going to be Buckland's ball.
Buckling over to number 14. 14 dribbles to the center of the court. Pass it over to number 42 as she goes down to the ground. And number 22, Kristen Love, will be called for the foul as she went for the jump ball but was over the back. It will now be Buckland ball under the hoop, out of bounds. Number 40 will pass it in. 40 passes it in to number 42. And we've got a jump ball.
It's going to be Rashear's ball. Katie Smith's going to pass it in to Shelby Salters, it looks like. Yep, she does. Shelby Salters brings it up the middle of the court, heading just a little bit to the right, switches back to the left, gets it across half court, gives it to Tristan Love on the left wing, and tries to pass it to Katie Smith at the top of the key, doesn't get it through, gets it deflected again. Oh, it's going to be a jump ball, and it should be Buckland. A lot of jump balls in this first quarter.
As number 40 for Buckland will pass it in, throws it to number 14. 14 passes it back to 40 on the right side. 40 passes it over to number 32, who takes a shot. No good. It is rebounded by Buckland. And we have got a foul under the hoop.
The Rashear Tigers are going to have to start laying off their fouls here pretty quick.
The score is 7-3. Rashear win with 25 left in the first. Buckland will take it out. Throws it in number 14. 14 decides not to shoot. Throws it over number 40. 40. Throws it over back to 14 at the center of the court. Got 13 seconds left. 14. Back over. Oh, and we've got a contact foul right there.
Rashear is going to be in bonus here in a minute. There's 8.6 seconds left on the clock, and the score 7-3, Rashear.
Foul's on number 14, Katie Smith. 14 for Buckland, goes to the right side, back to the center. Over to number 42, and it is a travel ball, number 42. Will be Rashear ball.
2.3 seconds left on the clock, and looks like Katie Smith's going to pass into Shelby Salt. No, Kristen Love puts up a shot. Is it good? No. It looked good from here. Just wasn't long enough, was it, Trey?
Not quite.
Well, Buckland's going to come back to into the second quarter with 1-1 bonus. Score 7-3. I tell you what, Buckland's defense is really coming through to them.
They've
been getting all over the girls who have the ball and just knocking that and getting inside their heads. This is a fairly low-scoring game for the Rashear Lady Tigers we've seen so far this year.
As Rashear's cheerleaders will put on a little bit of a show for us here.
That is right. This is quite the show they're giving us right here. They're doing, I don't know what kind of formation you'd call this right here, Trey, but it is magnificent.
It is something else, I'll swear to that.
It's not turned off now, though, is it?
No, it's not.
It's going to be Rashear ball, and Katie Smith's going to pass in. It looks like she can pass into Shelby Salters. Yep, pass it. Shelby Salters on the right side of the court. He's going to switch over to the left side drive. Pass it to Kristen Love on the left wing. Pass it to Shelby Rogers on the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot, and it's good for 2 points. Score 9-3, Rashear.
For Buckland, number 42, I'll pass it to number 14. 14 dribbling down the court, right to the center of the line. 14, does a little spin move. Oh, can't find nobody to pass it to.
Katie Smith gets the ball, dribbles it, pass off. There we go, Wheeler drives it, passes it to Kristen Love on the left, and he gets it stolen.
But it's stolen by number 32, who will pass it to 14, as they will hurry down the court. Oh, she lost the pass, and she finally gets it off to number 30 for Buckland. Oh. Buckland having a hard time, and then she finally finds number 40. 40 will dribble. And as she finally finds number 20. Oh,
Kristen Love gets the ball, driving it up the left side of the court. Drives to the left wing, passes it to Shelby Rogers on the left wing, passes it to Abigail Wheeler on the left lane. Kristen Love, you pass it to Shelby Salters, but they're going to call a 3 second lane violation.
It is now Buckland's ball as number 42 will pass it in number 14. 14 dribbles. Goes through the center of the court. Takes a pretty little time. 14, throws it over to number 42. 42 puts up the layup. And it is good!
Kristen Love's going to pass the ball to Shelby Salters. He's going to bring it up the right side of the court. And then she's going to put it back over to the left side of the court. He gives it to Kristen Love on the left side of the court. He gives it to Shelby Rogers on the left side of the lane, who I think dribbled it out of bounds. Sydney Slavin's going to come in for Abigail Wheeler.
The score is now 9-5 with 5.5
Kristen Love passes it into Shelby Rogers. He puts up a shot for two. It's no good. They come down to the jump ball, and it's going to be Buckland's ball.
For Buckland, number 42 will pass it into 14. 14 will dribble up the court, taking her pretty little time like she usually does. Goes to the center of the court. Throws it over to number 42. 42 puts up the shot, and it is no good. But she gets her own rebound, puts it back up, misses it again. And Kristen Love gets the ball.
Who passed it to Katie Smith, who gets sandwiched. I don't know who they're going to call a foul on, 14 or 40. They're probably going to call a foul on 40, which is going to be Buckland's second team foul and second foul on number 40. Kristen Love passed the ball to Shelby Salters. He passed the ball to Sydney Slavin, goes right through her hands and out of bounds. Buckland's ball.
Number 42 will throw to the 14. 14 will dribble down the center of the court. Taking her time, like she is used to. Number 14 throws it over to number 42. 42 decides to take a shot.
Oh, Katie Smith gets it from behind, and they call a reaching foul, I do believe.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but I've not seen very many of them from that far out.
Abigail Wheeler's going to get in for Sydney Slavin again. Katie Smith's going to pass the ball into Shelby Salters from the right side of the court, I do believe. Yes, that's what happened. Shelby Salters gets the ball on the right side of the court. She's bringing it up. The switch is to the left side. Passes it to Kristen Love on the left side wing, and who gets the ball and stops, picks up a dribble, gets it off to Shelby Rogers.
I can see it.
And Brashear's going to call a full timeout.
Let's switch.
The score is now 9-5 with 3:34 left in the second quarter. Brashear has 16 fouls and Buckland has 3. It's going to be black ball.
We've got 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Okay. And 40 for Buckland will throw it in number 14. 14 in the middle of the court. Pass it over to the right side of the court. Number 42. 42. Passes it number 32, who puts up the shot, and it's no good, and it's pulled down by
Shelby Rogers. Shelby Rogers passes off to Shelby Salters on the right side of the court. He passes it to Katie Smith. He's going to pass it back to Shelby Rogers, or Salters. Abigail Wheeler made an attempt to save it, but it was no good. It's Buckland's ball.
And number 14 will dribble to the center of the court. Pass it over to the right side. Number 42. 42 just caught and passes it to number 40. 40 picks up her dribble. Back to 14 at the top of the court. 14 trying to find somebody and finds number 32, who positions off number 40 and puts up the shot and is fouled on the shot.
That was a pretty nice play, wasn't it, Trey?
It was fairly nice. It was fairly nice.
Really nice for the offense we've been seeing so far tonight.
Yes, it is.
Looks like Macy Rogers is going to find her way back into the game.
Number 40 goes to the line, shoot two. She puts up her first and just misses.
Macy Rogers is in for number 22, Kristen Love.
And number 40 will go to the line, shoot her second. She puts it up. And it is no good as she misses the rim, and it will now be Brashear ball.
Katie Smith's going to pass the ball in. She passes in to Shelby Salter on the right side of the court. He drives, gets to Macy Rogers on the left side. He passes it to Shelby Rogers on the lower left wing. He takes it and puts it, gives it back to Macy. He drives on the left side, puts up a slop shot, and misses for two. Let's see what she does at the charity line. She just missed her first shot. It was one of those in and outs that always hurts whenever you miss it. Second shot. Good. Buckland ball.
Number 42 will take it out for Buckland. 42 over to 14. 14 will take her time getting across half court down the center of the line. This is over number 42 on the right side. 42 doesn't dribble drive, but it's picked off by Macy Rogers.
Who brings it up the left side of the court, passes Shelby Salters on the right side of the lane, who gets blocked and puts it to Abigail Wheeler on the back right side of the lane, and puts up a shot for two. That's good.
That's number 42 for Buckland. Will bring it in. Pass to number 14. 14 taking her time up the court. Goes through the center of the court. 14 will throw it over to number 40. 40 on the right side, dribbling. Picks up a dribble. But she finds number 32 on the right side. Back to 40. There's number 14. 14 at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble.
Yeah.
And we got a charge call on that one.
Did you see that, Trace?
Yes, I did.
She shoved off of that girl. There was some clear aggression on that one.
Yes, it was.
Katie Smith's going to pass the ball on to Shelby Salter on the right side of the court. Macy's going to set a screen. Shelby's going to drive around the girl. He can pass off to Shelby Rogers on the left wing. He passes to Katie Smith on the top right elbow. He passes it to Macy Rogers. He passes to Shelby Rogers. He puts up a shot for two, and it's good.
The number 42 for Buckland will bring it in for number 14. 14 will dribble down the middle of the lane. Number 14 dribbles. Picks up her dribble and is pressured by Katie Smith. Throws it over to number 40 on the right wing. Pressured by Macy Rogers. Picks up her dribble. Oh, and it is knocked out by a Brashear defender as number 40 tries to pass it over to number 32. And it will be Buckland ball. Buckland, number 40, throws it in to number 32. Macy Rogers gets a hold of it, and it's a jump ball. Still Buckland way. Or nope. Yes, it is still Buckland ball.
No, it's Brashear ball.
But now it's Brashear ball.
There was some
both of the referees right there kind of called it different ways.
Smith passed into Shelby Salters. He passed into Macy Rogers at the top of the... He drives. He puts up a flop shot again. But she puts up her first shot, and it's good, so we can't complain too much. Let's see what she does on her second shot. Puts it up. Oh, bounces off the front rim. Shelby Rogers gets the rebound. Puts it up. No good. And number 14 from Buckland gets the rebound.
Number 14 will take her time dribbling up the court, middle of the court. Dribbles. Brashear picks up on her. We've got a foul on number 14, Katie Smith.
I believe that is her third foul.
And Buckland is a bonus shooting 1-1.
Brashear now has 18 fouls.
Buckland not having a whole lot of a bench. They've only got six players. That will leave one on the bench. Number 14 goes to the line, shooting two, puts up a vert, and it is good.
That not very deep bench, pretty hard on your players.
Yes, it is. They'd have to be in very good shape to make it through the whole game. A lot of running. Number 14 will put up her second from the line. Sank her first one. 14 puts it up, and it is no good as Macy Rogers gets a rebound. And we've got an over-the-back call on number 32.
That should be 1-1 for Brashear. Yes, Macy Rogers is going to the line, I do believe. Again.
53.8 seconds left on the clock in the second quarter. Brashear with eight fouls.
Rogers puts up her first shot. It's good.
As Buckland has 6 points and seven fouls.
Heard the net rip on that one, didn't you, Trey?
Yes, I did, too.
What's he says on her second shot? It's good, too.
Number 42 will take it out to Buckland. And number 14 takes her time up the court, listening to her coach. She dribbles. Oh, does another little spin move. passes it over to number 40 on the right side wing. Dribbles around, and we've got another foul on Macy Rogers, number 25 for Brashear. Pressuring just a little bit too hard. I do believe that will be her third. And yes, that is her third.
Sydney Slavin just found her way into the game for Macy Rogers. And Buckland's going to be at the line again for 1-1.
Number 40 will go to the line, shooting 1-1, both up her first one. And it does rim in. That
was a pretty neat little deal. Wasn't
that ball, I do believe, went about 10 or 20 feet in the air before it dropped down into the hoop.
I believe you're right.
And now she will shoot her second. Puts it up. And it is no good as Shelby Rogers gets a rebound.
Who passed it off to Shelby Salters, who's going to bring it up in the middle of the court. He's going to pass it to Kristen Love on the left side of the court. He passed it to Shelby Rogers. But she gets shut by a corner. Todd 14 is driving it up. Go for a fast break. Puts up the shot. No good. But 32 gets a rebound. Puts it up. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds for Shears' ball. Kristen Love passed the ball into Shelby Salter. Shelby Salter is going to bring it up. Double dribble. I thought I seen a double dribble, but I was going to wait for the referee to call it, but they did.
And now number 40 for Buckland will pass it in. Pass it in number 14 for Buckland. Goes to the right side this time. Does another fake spin move. Passes it into number 42 in the lane, and it is stolen by Abigail Wheeler. Abigail Wheeler over to Shelby Salter. And it is stolen again by number 32 for Buckland. Throws it, and it is out of bounds.
2.7 seconds on the clock. Brashear gets the ball at the opposite end of the court. Let's see what they can do in 2.7 seconds. Kristen Love looks like she's going to pass the ball into Shelby Salter. She's going to relay it to Snow. She's just going to hold it. That's a smart move. She realized she had no chance of making that shot, and she has held the ball. That's usually a smart thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Brashear's going to get their team foul slate wiped clean, which is something they very much need right now. They have 9 team fouls. Macy Rogers has 3. That's the only one I can tell you, folks, because that's the only one on the board right now. The score is 17-7, halftime.
We will be with you in about 9.5 minutes.
It's going to be Brashear ball. Or no, wait, Buckland ball. My mistake. Looks like number 40 is going to pass the ball in. 40's going to get the ball in for 14. He's going to bring it up the right side of the court. Push it over and start going to the left side. Pass it to the left wing, who is number 30. 30's shot. Pass it back to 14 in the middle. 14 dribbles around, pass to 32 at top of the elbow, pass it back to 40 on the right wing, 40 drives, gets stuffed, put the shot up, no good, 35, Sydney Slavin rebounds the ball, gets to Shelby Rogers way down the court, Shelby Rogers is going to drive, is it going to be good? No, the rim just came too fast.
All right, I got this. Number 14 goes, dribbles down the court, to the center of the court, goes around Katie Smith. 14 puts up the shot, no good, and is rebounded by number 35, Sydney Slavin.
Shelby Rogers can get the ball and bring it up the right side of the court. She's going to drive. Oh, but she travels in the attempt to drive. She realizes her mistake and smiles about it.
Number 42 will throw it in for Buckland. Throws it in number 14, finally. Going back and forth. I can't. Trouble. 14. All right, see you. 14 got past the number 42. 42. And we've got a foul on number 14, Katie Smith.
That's Katie Smith's third foul. Looks like Kristen Love is going to find her way in and replace him with Katie Smith.
Number 32 is a ball from Buckland. Tries to pass number 14, but is knocked away. And his last touch by Buckland. Brashear ball.
Kristen Love is going to pass the ball in for Brashear to Shelby Salter, who's going to bring it up the middle of the court.
slowly creeping to the right, and then switching to the left, pass it to Abigail Wheeler at the top. They pass it to Kristen Love on the right wing, who drives and then passes it back out to Abigail Wheeler, the top of the right wing. Shelby Rogers is wide open, but she chooses to pass to Shelby Rogers, who carries the ball.
Number 42 off the road in for Buckland. There's another number 14 right down the center. Starts it off, and it is fouled by number 24, Abigail Wheeler.
We're sure starting out with their legacy of high fouls.
Yeah, they've been pretty good at that lately. Buckland will throw it in, number 32, who has a clear shot at the hoop. Takes a shot, no good. Bishop rebounds their own, shoots again, no good. It's rebounded by number 32.
Shelby Salters brings the ball off the right side of the court, passes to Abigail Wheeler, who's open at the bottom of the lane, puts it up, oh, no good, just rolls off the top of the rim.
And it's rebounded by number 32 for Buckland.
Jump ball, and it's going to stay here for Brashear. Kristen Love's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Brashear's going with the stack approach. Gets into Shelby Rogers. Oh, no, too high. Shelby Rogers getting tipped off to number 14.
Number 40 will bring it down for Buckland on the right side. 40, trapped with no dribble. Gets it to 14. 14 dribbling. Over to number 30 for Buckland. And somebody else is over there in the corner, but I can't see him. Number 32 has the ball down low, shoots it, and it is good for Buckland.
Kristen Love passed the ball into Shelby Salters. He was going to bring it the middle of the court. Met by 14 at half court. He passed it to Shelby Rogers. Oh, Shelby Rogers dribbles it off her foot.
That's Buckland number 42. I'll throw it into 14. 14 will bring it down the court. Does another little fancy spin move. Back to 42. 42 dribbles. Not much of a dribbler. She's more of a post player. But gets it down to number 32. Back to 42. Puts up the shot. No good. And is rebounded by Abigail Wheeler.
Abigail Wheeler brings the ball. Glory pass off to Shelby Rogers. And they're going to call a timeout for Brashear.
With 3:10 left in the third quarter, the score is 17-9, Brashear.
Kristen Love is going to pass the ball in for Brashear, passing to Shelby Salters, number 32. She brings it up, met by two defenders at half 40, passes to Kristen Love. Kristen Love drives, doesn't get anything, passes Sydney Flavin, he passes it to Abigail Wheeler, but it's stolen by Buckland.
Stolen by number 14. 14 with the ball, loses it, and it is a loose ball as Shelby Rogers comes up with it. But travels out of it while she's on her knees.
You can't roll around on your knees, Trey.
Nope,
travel every dime.
Number 40 will take it out for Buckland. Got a little press breaker here. Number 40 will throw it in. Number 14. 14 dribble drives. Dishes it out to number 30. 30 throws it over there in the corner. I can't see. Throws it back to 30 for three. No good.
Shelby Sollers gets the rebound, bringing up the right side of the court. Looks like she's going to try to drive, but I don't think she's going to get stopped. She stops and gives it to Shelby Rogers. Shelby Rogers traps the shot, no good. And there's all the jump ball. It should be Buckland's ball.
This is not a very intense game, ladies and gentlemen.
It's kind of intense, just very slow.
Yeah. The crowd is not making a whole lot of noise. Kind of a quiet crowd.
Yeah.
I'd say they're about a third of the way full. Buckland gives it to number 14. 14 with a little spin move. Get it to number 43. 42, my fault, as we got to travel.
Miranda Creason's going to find her way into the game for Sydney Slavin. Kristen Love will pass the ball into Shelby Salters. He gets met by a defender, but around past him, gives it to Shelby Rogers. He passes it to Miranda. The middle length of a shot is no good. We're going to call a foul on Shelby Salters or Shandy Mark. I don't know. It was Shelby Salters. That will be her second foul.
Now number 40 will take it for Buckland. 40 will throw it in. Finds number 42. 42 dribbles. Throws it down court. But it's a little bit too high and it goes out of bounds.
Kristen Love is going to pass the ball on for Brashear. That's it. Number 32, Shelby Salters. Shelby Salters is going to bring it
up the court. Pass it to Miranda Creason on the left side of the wing. Pass it to Shelby Rogers on the right side of the wing. The dribbles. Pass it back to Miranda Creason, who gets stuffed. They're going to call it a jump ball versus sheer ball. Kristen Lowe will pass the ball in for Brashear. Pass into Shani Marsh. She puts up a shot for two. No good. Buckland rebound.
And we've got another jump ball. Buckland ball this
There's
time.
More jump balls in this game than there should be in any game, Craig.
That's the truth. Seems like we got one every 5 seconds. And they throw it into number 32, post player. Dribbles the way down. Picks up her dribble. Finds number 14, who takes a shot, and it is no good.
Miranda Creason with the rebound and passes to Shelby Salters. He gets to Shelby Rogers. Somehow gets it out of that mess. She brings it up the right side of the court. She passes, tries to pass it. Gets passed away by Buckland. They call the jump ball again. What a surprise. It's going to be Brashear's ball. Timeout, Buckland.
We've got a minute and a half left in the third. 17-9, still Brashear lead. Buckland has not had any fouls yet this quarter, or half, whatever, however you want to look at it. But Brashear's got three. Might become an advantage later on in the game. We are sitting here at Brashear as the cheerleaders put on a little show for us over there at the sideline. Same as usual, not too interesting.
All right, we're back. Brashear's ball. Kristen Love will pass in for Brashear. Brashear's going on the always faithful stack. Slaps the ball. Pass in to Shelby Rogers. Puts up a shot for two. Short.
Buckland number 42 will get the rebound. Finds number 14. 14 is pressured by Brashear's hot defenders. Not hot isn't good looking. Hot isn't really mad. As 14 dishes over to number 30 on the left wing. 30 over to number 42. As number 42 is fouled by Kristen Love, and it is a blocking foul.
And Abigail Wheeler will find her way into the ball game for Miranda Creason.
Brashear's got four fouls so far in the third quarter. As Buckland will throw it in, I can't see over there in the corner. But I do see that it is knocked away by Shelby Rogers. No, it will stay Buckland ball. Buckland's number 40 will throw it in. 40. Finds 14. 14 goes back to the center of the court. Passes it over to number 32. 32 to 42. 42 with the shot. No good. As it falls out of bounds off of Brashear's number 24, Abigail Wheeler, as she tries to save it. But barely does not succeed. Buckland's number 40. Throws in 32. 32 with the shot. And it is good.
Kristen Love will pass the ball for Brashear. Bassin and Shelby Rogers. Salters passes the ball to Shelby Rogers on the right wing. Pass it to Kristen Love, but it's over her head, and it's going to be Brashear or Buckland ball. My mistake.
As Buckland will find number 32 on the right side of the court. 32. Somehow 42 gets the ball. 42 out to, looks like, number 40. 40 dribbles past Shani March. But loses control as the ball will fly out of bounds for sheer ball.
Kristen Love passed the ball for Brashear to Shelby Salters. What a surprise. Shelby Salters brings it up the court. Passes it to Kristen Love, who nicks the ball and throws it out of bounds. As Henny Marks makes a very gallant attempt at saving the ball.
As Buckland's number 42 will throw the ball into number 30. 30 will take a dribble up the court. As she loses control off of her foot, and it will now be Brashear ball.
I can't see, but I'm guessing Kristen Love is passing Bowling for Brashear again. Yes, that's Shelby Salter. Shelby Salter is going to bring up the court again. He passes it, Shani Marks. Gets one off the face, but saves it for somehow. Passes Kristen Love on the deep left wing. And passes Abigail Wheeler. We pass it to Shelby Salter. We pass it to Shelby Rogers. Puts up a shot. No good.
And that will be the end of the third quarter.
This game is very sad, Dre, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
Dribbling the ball at people's feet, 50 jump balls, fouling. It's just sad.
Horrible. As we will go into the fourth quarter, the score is 17-11. Brashear winning. Brashear with four fouls. Buckland with none.
Brad Altod wants to give a shout-out to his wife, Angela, and daughter, Callie.
I do believe that Buckland does not have any cheerleaders at all, so Brashear will be putting on all those shows after every quarter. They don't fire up the crowd very much, but you got to give them credit for being here every night.
What?
Talking about the cheerleaders, Daniel.
Oh, yes. They put out a lot of effort to keep our crowd entertained. Without the cheerleaders, sometimes I hate to know what happened if we didn't have a cheerleader sometimes.
I'd hate to. It might be quiet for a change. As Buckland will throw it in, Buckland, number 40, finds Abigail Wheeler.
Over here.
Pass it to Macy Rogers as it will be a
over and
back
call.
As Buckland's number 40 will bring in the ball.
Number 40 finds number 32. 32 going to the right side of the corner. Gets a sure pass it back out to number 14. 14 with a shot. No good as number 32 will get the rebound and puts it back in for two.
Macy Rogers passed the ball to Katie Smith. Katie Smith brings the ball to the court. Right to the left side of the court. Gets trapped. Is she going to find anybody? She finds Abigail Wheeler on the left wing who travels. That was a major travel.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
As the score is 17-13, fairly close game as the crowd gets fired up a little bit here. With 5.5 left in the fourth. Buckland finds number 32. 32 will dribble drive. Somehow gets loose and gets to number 30's Buckland as Macy Rogers comes up with the ball.
Macy Rogers gives the ball to Abigail Wheeler down court, picks up the layup, and it's good. It was a little sloppy, but it was good.
And the crowd is now getting fired up, ladies and gentlemen. This might turn out to be one heck of a game. Number 40 for Buckland will dribble. Oh, gets found. And she's dribbling. Gets caught. Gets caught. And finds number 14. 14 over to number 30. 30 to 32. Or 42. 42 gets caught. Passes it out to number 14 as Abigail Wheeler will get the ball.
She's going to dribble the ball around in a circle before she figures out what she's going to do. That she's killed a lot of time. Miss Shelby Rockson gets the ball. Passes it to Katie Smith on the right wing. Puts up a shot for two. No good. Over the back, I believe, was called on Abigail Wheeler.
As Buckland's number 32 will throw the ball in. Or my bad, 42. I keep getting them two mixed up.
Sydney Slavin finds her way in for Abigail Wheeler.
Number 42 will throw it in for Buckland right under Buckland's hoop. Or no, my fault, under Brashear's hoop. And they lose it, and Sydney Slavin comes up the ball.
Gives it to Shelby Salters, who brings the ball to the right side of the court. He passes to Macy Rogers on the right wing, puts up a shot for two. It's good. It was sloppy, but it may win in. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. It's good for two. Buckland will throw it in to number 14. 14 has a hard time getting back for Shears' defenders. And here we go. And number 42 for Buckland comes up the ball. There's number 40. 40 with a shot, and it is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Shelby Rogers gets the ball and try to bring it up the court. She's getting hit by heavy defense. They're going to call a foul on number 40.
The score is 21.
No, wait, number 14.
And the score is on
Shelby
number...
Schumacher. That's her third foul. Macy Rogers passed the ball to Katie Smith just as Coach Schneider calls timeout for Brashear.
We're in the fourth quarter with 4:12 left. The score is 21-15. Brashear win.
First buzzer. Brashear on the court. Buckland follows. Should be Brashear ball. 4 minutes, 12 seconds on the clock. 21-15 Brashear. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. She passes the ball into, oh, it's deflected by number 14. 14 gets the ball, passes to number 40, who gets it on the right wing.
As 40 has the ball on the right side of the court. 40 does a little spin move. Heavy defense on Bashir.
Keeps dribbling. Sometimes you dribble out of bounds, but Mace Rogers ends up getting the ball, passed off to Shelby Rogers.
We have got a travel call on that. I didn't see that, but
I didn't
obviously
see
the refs have it.
The rest is. That's all that matters.
As Buckland's number 40 will throw it in for Buckland. There's in number 14. 14 goes to the center of the court. 14 does a little spin move. Loses control, but shoots it. And 32 has it, and is fouled on the shot.
Apparently, somebody didn't have their man, Trey.
Obviously. I think the whole city of Brashear heard that one as Coach Schneider got on to Sidney Slavin.
Macy Rogers now has four fouls, and she's probably going to come out of the game. Sidney Slavin's getting a little bit of a talking to. 32 points of a shot is good. Let's see who comes in for Macy Rogers, who has four fouls. Nobody.
No good. That's Shelby Rogers gets a rebound.
Macy Rogers brings it up the right side of the court, but then turns over to... And she does a carry. And she has this confused look on her face, links the ball at the ref, which is not a good thing to do.
Not the best.
She needs...
Buckland's number 40 will throw the ball in for Buckland. Finds number 14. 13 over to number 32. 32 gets the ball. 32 puts up the shot. 32 misses. As Sidney Slavin pulls down the rebound and is fouled over the back by number 42.
Buckland, timeout. 3 minutes, 27 seconds left on the clock. Score is 21-16.
But this game here, 3.5 minutes left on the clock can mean hours. As Katie Smith will throw the ball in.
Shelby Rogers, who brings up the right side of the court, gives it to Shelby Rogers, Shelby Salters, who somehow the ball was going around a ping pong ball on a ping pong table. Shelby Rogers gets the ball, passes it to Sidney Slavin, he passes it to Shelby Rogers. I think I've called by 3 different people Shelby Rogers.
But that last one was Shelby Rogers.
Yeah, that last one was Shelby Rogers.
And she got fouled.
Macy Rogers is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. He gives it to Shelby Rogers, the real Shelby Rogers, who gets fouled for 2 shots. On the charity line.
Alright. Shelby Rogers will go to the line shooting 2. Shelby Rogers dribbling. Puts up the first shot. And it is good! As the score is now 23-16, 3:09 left on the clock. As Shelby Rogers goes to the line shooting her second. Puts it up. And it's good! Now the score is 23-16. As number 14 for Buckland will bring it down court. 14 does a little spin move. Throws it over, and it is lost. And it is now Buckland ball. Number 40 for Buckland will throw the ball in. Gets in number 42. 42 dribbles. Pass off number 32. 32 with a shot. No good. And it is out of bounds on Buckland.
Looks like Macy Rogers is going to pass the ball in for Brashear.
It's number 54. Katie Kerbin. Kerbin has entered the game.
And Abigail Wheeler, number 24, has entered the game. But with Buckland still on a full court press against Brashear Tigers, Macy Rogers finds Abigail Wheeler, who brings the ball up the right side of the court. She drives, no good. Passes it off to Major Rogers, puts up a 3-pointer. It's no good. Sidney Slavin gets the rebound, but Buckland seems to get a handle on a jump ball, and it's going to be Brashear ball still. Abigail Wheeler's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Brashear's going with the stack. Gets it to Major Rogers, who drives. Sidney Slavin saves the ball from going out of bounds. Gets it to Shelby Salters, who puts up a shot. It's good for 2. 25-16
for Brashear. Number 22 for Buckland will throw it in. Finds number 14. 14. All by herself, dribbling down the court, finds number 42, 42. Then we've got a timeout on Buckland.
2 minutes, 24 seconds for remaining in the fourth quarter. Score is 25-16 Brashear. There's 16 fouls for Brashear and 4 for Buckland. This game is turning out to be very interesting, wouldn't you say, Craig?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I can.
All right, just making sure. Brashear in the fourth quarter with 2.5 left. Brashear has 4 fouls, and Buckland has, or no, Brashear has 6 fouls, and Buckland has 4.
It's going to be, whose ball is it going to be at the?
I do believe it will be Buckland's.
Buckland's ball.
We are about to find out.
Yes, it's going to be Buckland's ball. We've just been informed that Buckland is out of timeout.
She'll throw it in and finds number 14 for Buckland. Kind of dribbles around. Extra time. Throws it, lobs it over to number 40, and she comes up with it. She's guarded by Brashear's heavy defense. Back to number 14. The 14 picks up dribble. Has a hard time finding people. Oh, and finds number 32 under the basket, and it's good for 2.
Found her wide open in the back door. Shelby Rogers, or Shelby Salters, my mistake. Gets the ball and brings it up the court. Gives it to Macy Rogers on the left wing. He passes it to Sidney Slavin down at the post. He bobbles the ball and almost on that back. They're going to jump ball. It's going to be Buckland's ball.
It will now be Buckland ball. Buckland's.
Abigail Wheeler finds her way in for Sidney Slavin.
Buckland's number 42 will bring the ball down the court. Finds number 14, the point guard. 14 will bring down the court now. As she finds, oh, and it's stolen by Macy Rogers.
Macy Rogers brings the ball to middle of the court.
That's
rightly so.
Buckland's number 42 will pass it in to 14. 14 dribbles down the court. 14 does a little spin move. Gets through the Brashear's defenders and puts up the shot. Gets fouled on that. She'll now go to the line shooting 2, I do believe.
Brashear's now in bonus, I believe. Buckland's in bonus now.
She's getting ready to shoot her first. Puts it up. And it's good.
Heard the
nothing
net,
but
heard
bottom of the net.
Heard the net rip on that one, didn't you, Trey?
It sure was. Shielder shoot her second. Puts it up. And it's also good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 2 in a row.
Macy Rogers is going to pass the ball into Abigail Wheeler. He's going to pass it to Shelby Salter. He's going to bring it up the right side of the court. She's going to drive. It looks like she's going to put a layup up. It's no good. Abby Wheeler comes out of the rebound, passes it to Mace Rogers on the left wing. She holds the ball, then dribbles it down into the corner, comes back out to the top, tries to drive, dribbles off her foot. Katie Smith gets the ball, but I believe they're going to call a foul on black number 14. I'd have called a travel because she was sliding.
Yep.
That's just me. Katie Smith's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Number 14 has just fouled out of the ball game. Number 30 is coming in to
limit Buckland down to 5 players only.
That's correct. With only a minute, 6 seconds left on the clock, not that big of a deal.
Not horrible.
Number 14, Katie Smith will pass the ball into Shelby Salters. So Salters is going to dribble the ball around, pass it to Macy on the left wing, pick up a shot. No good. Shelby Rogers, her sister, gets the rebound. No, wait, Abigail Wheeler got the rebound. Jump ball. Shelby Rogers is going to pass the ball in for Brashear to her sister Shelby. Puts up a shot. Beautiful shot, by the way.
And number 40 for Buckland will bring the ball down. They lost point guard number 14. 40. Something there, and she got fouled.
She's going to go to the line for 1-1. I believe the foul is on Shelby Salter. Yes, it was. Too many fouls that puts on her. 3 fouls on Shelby Salter.
40 will go to the line and shoot 1-1.
She's pretty good at her shot. She just sunk the last 2 she shot.
She puts up the, and it's nothing but net again, ladies and gentlemen.
These shots from picking up have been pretty beautiful tonight.
She will now shoot her second. Puts it up. And
oh,
it goes off
no
the back
good.
Of the rim. And it is, we've got a jump ball again, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
And it's going to stay at Buckland.
That score is 29-21, Brashear lead.
37.1 seconds left on the clock.
40 will take it out. He finds number 42, puts up the shot, and it's good for two.
Brashear makes Rogers pass the ball in to Katie Smith. He's going to bring the ball up the court, gets it to Shelby Rogers. He gets it stolen by 40. He loses it. Macy Rogers gets the ball somehow, and Katie Smith brings it up the court. Double dribbles.
Number 32 will take it out for Buckland. Finds number 40. 40 dribbles around in the backcourt. And it is picked away by Macy Rogers.
He's going to put up a left-handed layup. It's good for two. That was the first actual shot I've seen her take all night.
Number 40 will dribble the ball up the court. Number 40 loses it.
Passes it right to Shelby Rogers, who gets it to Macy Rogers at the down end of the court. Puts up a shot for two, and it was good. End the ball game 33-23. Brashear. Well, we'll have to get back to you at the beginning of the boys' game, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, starting for Buckland's number 14, Mark Finney, number 20, Jordan Harder, number 22, Derek Jackson, number 30, Kevin Allman, and number 24, Dustin Cashett. Starting for Brashear Tigers, number 21, Dylan Redding, number 23, Adam Songer, number 45, Nick Thomas, number 55, Joe Clarkson, and number... I'm waiting for it. Number 51, Taryn Treasure, I do believe. We're having some technical difficulties on the announcer's booth. What? For all you Buckland fans out there, I'm going to read off the agenda. Number 4, Anthony Kitchen. Number 5, Lake McCullen. Number 14, Mark Finney. Number 20, Jordan Harder. Number 24, Dustin Cashett. Number 30, Kevin Allman. Number 22, Derek Jackson. Number 10, Kyle Bailey. And number 40, Tim Atkins. And 24, Dustin Cashett jumping. Buckland gets the tip off. Number 22 brings it up. It's good. He sunk that like the Titanic. Number 45 brings the ball up to court, Nick Thomas. He passed it to Adam Songer on the right wing. He passed it to Dylan Redding at the top again. Passed it off Nick Thomas on the wing. Nick Thomas gets around the defender, puts Dylan Redding in the deep left corner. Dylan Redding puts up a shot, but it's no good.
Buckland's number 14 will take the ball. Over to number 20. 20 for three. And it's also good. Let's think about fast boys out there.
Nick Thomas is going to bring the ball to the court. He looks for the open man. Finds Dylan Redding at the left side of the court. Dylan does a travel.
I don't know if I exactly agree with that.
Those threes are hurting Brashear. And Brashear calls the timeout.
And we've got a timeout for Brashear.
Those three-pointers are really going to hurt Brashear in the end, aren't they?
Might help Buckland, though, whenever they get up there to high school.
Dead. My phone? Yeah, it is.
All right. Buckland and Brashear both get their first horn. It's going to be Brashear ball. No, it's Buckland's ball.
Number 14 has the ball dribbling around. Drives,
dishes it off, and the shot, no good. But Buckland will also get the rebound over number 22. Back to 14. 14 to... Oh, and it is picked away. Got a loose ball there, and Adam Songer comes up with it.
He holds up at the top of the three-point line. He passed it to Dylan Songer. It was a bad pass. Dylan tries to save it, but he can't. Hayden Hasman is going to find his way in for Dylan Redding. Number 31, Dylan.
Number 22 will pass into 14. 14 will take it up the court. 14 dribble drive. Dishes it off. And over to number 20. 20. Over to 22. 22 back to 20. Over to 24. Back to 20. Spins around, layup, and it's good.
Nick Thomas, who passed the ball in to Adam Connor, gives it back to Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas brings it up the court. Nick Thomas stops, passes Adam Songer on the right side of his wing, who gives it back to Hayden Hausman at the top of the wing, throws it back to Nick Thomas, bounces off his shoe, almost rolls over the other side of the court. Nick Thomas recovers it for dribbling again, finds Turner at the top of the free throw line, gives it back to Nick Thomas. Nick gives it to Adam Songer at the elbow, he dishes it in to Joe. Joe puts it up for two, and it's good.
Throws the ball away to Taren Treasure.
Taren Treasure dishes it off to 45. Nick Thomas. Nick brings it up the court. Passes it to Adam Songer on the left wing. He gives it back to Nick Thomas. Good example of a give and go there. Nick Thomas puts it up to two. And it's good.
Number 14 for Buckland is going to dribble. 14. Drives. Got screen. Oh, goes all the way for it. But he dishes it off to number 22. 22. Dribble drives. And we've got a foul.
I believe the foul's on Taren Treasure. Taren Treasure's a relative to one of our announcers on the booth.
Trey.
What?
Anyway, number 22. 22 will throw it in for Buckland.
No, wait, the foul's on Adam Songer. My mistake, folks.
22, looks for somebody past you. Finds them. Puts up the layup, misses, but number 33 will bring it down. And it's stuffed by Matt McLeod.
I don't know how Matt McLeod found his way into the game, but it was pretty handy.
It was a heck of a stuff.
Cody Stone finds his way in for Nick Thomas.
McClellan will throw it in. Finds number 20. The shot. No good. As it's pulled down by Taren Treasure.
Taren Treasure dishes it off to Adam Songer, who brings it up the court. Songer passes it Snelling on the left wing. He passes in Taren Treasure at the post. He passes it over to Adam Songer. The other post puts it up for two. It's no good. Rebounded by Taren Treasure. Puts it up again. No good. Adam Songer comes with the rebound. Gives it to Matt McLeod down low. Matt McLeod gets a 3-second lane. Maybe it was Taren. Somebody got a 3-second lane violation.
Number 22 will throw it in for Buckland. Goes into number 14. 14 dribbling up the court. Dribble drives. Throws it in to number, I can't tell, but goes up to 14, over to 22, to 3, and it's good! It might be the next generation of Fouch Boys here, folks.
Adam Songer passes the ball in to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman brings the ball up to court. He's looking for somebody, the open man, finds it in Matt McLeod on the left elbow. Matt McLeod tries to drive, but he gets a travel call on him. Joe Clarkson finds his way back in the game for Matt McLeod.
Number 22 will take it out for Buckland. Just in number 14. 14 will dribble up the court. Number 14 will dribble. 14 to 22. And then it rolls out of bounds.
Brashear's ball. Adam Songer is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. He passed it to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman dribbles, looking for the open man, letting the play run its course, passes it to Adam Songer on the right wing, he passes it to Cody Slang on the left wing, he passes to Joe down at the post, catches Adam on the cut, and puts up for two, and it's good.
14 will bring the ball down for Buckland. Dribble drives, got a screen set by 22, 14 picks up his dribble, over to 22, 22 over to 20, 20 will back Cody Snelling down. Passes out to number 14. 14 to 22.
22 will take the shot, and he is fouled by number 51, Taryn Treasure.
I don't believe these boys are the kind of boys you want to foul, because they're pretty good at their three-point shots, and so I imagine that carries over to their free throw shots. Let's just find out.
That's why I was playing.
Oh.
22.
Number 22 will shoot his first.
It's
thinks
it. Good.
Number 20 and 22 are both very good shots.
Nick Thomas finds his way in for Adam Songer.
Number 22 with the second. And sinks it also.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in to Hayden Housen. He's going to bring the ball, of course. Hayden looks for the open man. Finds it in Cody Slung on the right wing. Almost loses the ball there, but they recovered it. Cody Slung passes to Joe at the post. He passes to Taryn. Taryn's too low. He hits the shot anyways. Nick Thomas rebounds. Gets Cody Slung. Cody Slung's going to put up a shot. It's no good.
22 with the rebound. 22 will dribble down the court. This is over to number 20. Puts up a layup, and he's good, and he's fouled on the layup by number 33, Cody Snelling.
Brashear's clearly outgunned. Joseph Woods is going to find his way in for Taryn Treasure.
Number 20 goes to the line shooting his first.
I'm going to guess he's pretty good at free throws also. We shall find out.
Puts it up.
No good.
And it's no good. As it is tipped away, and it will now be Buckland's ball. Number 22 will take it out for Buckland. 22 throws it to 20. 20 back to 22. And we've got some kind of a deal there. I've never seen that happen before, but it will now be Brashear ball.
They passed the ball back out of bounds is what happened. Anyways, Nick Thomas passed the ball to Hayden Housen. Hayden Housen dribbles, passes to Nick Thomas at the elbow, passes to Joe. Joe puts up the shot for two. It's no good. Cody Sloan gets the rebound, puts up a shot again for two. No good. Hayden Housen gets the rebound, has another shot for two, and it's good.
And he gets it for two.
He sunk that shot like the Titanic.
Beautiful shot. And number 14 will take it down for Buckland. Over to number 20. 20. Over to number 14, down at the basket, and he shoots, and it's no good.
We got lucky.
He gets his own
that.
Rebound. And he is fouled by number 31, Hayden Housman.
We got lucky that time, didn't we, Trey?
Yes, we did.
Our back door was wide open.
Here, you put that one in. And you can hear what I'm saying, and I can hear what you're saying. Sounds good to me.
Here we go, it's number 22. We'll take the ball out for Buckland. Looking for somebody. And Adam Saunders will knock it away as he tries to throw it in. Number 22 will throw it in for Buckland. Looks, and it is knocked away by now Cody Snelling back out of bounds. For sure, putting on a little bit of pressure. 22 will take it back out again. It's knocked away by Nick Thomas.
Thomas. They found out who they're trying to hit, and it's number 20, and 22's passing the ball, and he's the only other choice that we have.
No good.
Cody Snelling gets rebound and brings it up the court. Keeping the pace kind of slow. He's looking for the open man. He finds a Nick Thomas. Passes to Adam Songer. Passes to Nick Thomas while he's driving in. Oh, that was in and out, boys.
And he's rebounded by number 30 for Buckland. Passes it over to number 20 for Buckland. He picks up his dribble. Finds number 22. Puts up the shot. And it is no good, but I thought that was very, very close, ladies and gentlemen.
Very, very close. 22 is a little bit upset like he got fouled, but we're going to start the quarter out Buckland's ball. Score is 8-15, Buckland. Brashear has 4 fouls. Buckland has none. No, wait, it's going to be Brashear ball. My mistake. Looks like Nick Thomas is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. So probably, yes, Dylan Redding. Dylan Redding found his way back into the game. Dylan Redding is bringing the ball off court. Passed it to Nick Thomas on the right wing, but Nick Thomas fumbles it and it goes out of bounds.
Number 22 will throw it in for Buckland. 22-14. Brashear not putting on a whole lot of pressure. Throws it to number 4. 4 with a shot. No good.
Rebounded by Adam Songer. Adam Songer passes off to Nick Thomas, who brings it up the court. Nick Thomas is dribbling, looking for the open man. Finds it Dylan Redding. Dylan Redding passes it off to Joseph Woods. I believe it was out of bounds on White, but I could be wrong. It's black ball, I do believe. Rashear calls a timeout. Score still 8-15 Buckland.
Rashear keeping up their legacy at fouling early.
That's right, Trey. Gotta keep aggressive if you want to win ball games. Although that strategy doesn't seem to be working for Brashear right now.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. And here we go as we'll get this started back up again. Game's moved a little bit faster than girls, but not a whole lot.
Cody Sling passed the ball to Nick Thomas. He puts up a shot for two, but it was no good.
As he's rebounded by 22, finds number 20, and he shoots in, and it's good for two.
Nick Thomas passes the ball on back to Adam Saunders, passes it back to Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas brings the ball off the court. Looking for the open man, finds it Dylan Redding. Nick Thomas cuts, Dylan Redding doesn't catch it. Gives it to Adam Saunders at the elbow. Nick Thomas gets the ball, puts up a shot for two, gets stuffed by 22. Nick Thomas saves the ball from going out of bounds. Gives it to Adam Saunders, who drives, puts up a shot for two, no good. I think he has got fouled on the floor. He got fouled by number 24. Number four. Nick Thomas flaps the ball, passes it in to Adam Songer, gives it back. Nick Thomas puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Puts the gets rebound, puts up a shot for two. No good again. Nick.
Number four for Bavir will pull down the rebound. Just number 22. 22 dribbling up the...
It's Buckland, Trey.
Buckland ball. 22 will throw it over... Oh, he shoots it. No good.
Adam Songer pulls the rebound down. He passes it to Dylan Redding, but he gets stolen by 22. That is going to severely hurt Brashear. Adam Songer passes it back in to Dylan Redding. He brings the ball up the court. Dylan Redding looking for the open man. He finds it in Cody Snelling on the deep right wing. Cody Snelling puts up a shot. No good. That's going to hurt Brashear, too. And a foul just called on Dylan Redding.
We've got a timeout on Brashear. Got a full timeout on with Brashear.
Cody Snelling flop shot just like Macy Rogers did in the girls' game, but his shots must seem not be falling for him like Macy did for her. Going to be Buckland's ball to end the timeout. Buckland's already out here waiting on Brashear. Brashear gets the first buzzer.
And 22 for Buckland will take the ball out.
Brashear's ready to go. Coming out onto the court. Terrence Hager found his way in along with Hayden Hausman.
Number 14 will take the ball for Buckland. Over to number 4. Number 4 with the shot. And it is good for two.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in to Hayden Hausman, who will bring the ball off the court. Hayden Hausman will stop, looking for the open man, finds it Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas passes it back to Cody Sling at the top of the key. Cody Sling passes it to Taren at the deep right wing. He passes it to Hayden at the top right wing. Puts up a shot for two, and it's good. Quick, 10-21, Buckland.
Buckland will bring the ball down, number 14. Puts up a shot and is fouled.
He'll be going to the charity line for two.
For sure having a hard time keeping up with Buckland, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's true, Trey.
Puts up his first.
No good.
From 14 with the shot. And it is good. It rings in there.
Adam Songer passed the ball to Nick Thomas, who brings it up the court. Nick Thomas finds the open man in Hayden Hausman on the left top wing. Hayden Hausman looking for another open man. He's getting rid of the ball. He gets it to Nick Thomas, the left wing. Nick Thomas gets trapped, passes it to Adam Songer at the bottom left wing, gets it to Cody Snelling at the top of the key. Cody Snelling is dribbling, looking, trying to find where he wants to go with it. Passes it to Nick Thomas on the right wing. Nick Thomas finds Adam Songer at the deep right wing, passes back to Nick Thomas. He gets rejected, puts it to Darren Treasure, puts up a shot for two. It's good.
That was a heck of a shot right there by Darren Treasure.
That was.
Number 14 for Buckland will bring the shot, or bring the ball down. 14, dribble drives, over to 4. Over to 22, puts up the shot, no good, and it's rebounded by Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas will bring the ball to the court, trying to keep the ball game a little more fast-paced, Nick Thomas is. He passes it to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman running ready for it. He loses the ball, number 14, but Cody Snelling saves it from getting past to number 4 on a fast break. Cody Snelling's about ready to get Wolf. He doesn't realize that he passed it to Terrence Treasure way over his head. Shouldn't have done that. Should have slowed up and waited for the rest of his team to get down there.
And now it will be Buckland ball. Number 22 will pass it in to 14. 14 will dribble the ball down. He'll keep dribbling the ball. Throws it to 22. Over to 4. Back to 22. Over into 24. Shoots it. No good.
Tanner Turner comes out of the rebound. Passes it to Nick Thomas. Almost gets it stolen. Gets it to Hayden Hausman, who on the right side of the court dribbles it up. Gets it stolen by the Buckland.
Number 22 passes it to 4. At the 14, 14 dribble drives, some a nice layup, but blows it.
Nick Thomas gets the ball, brings it up the court. Look for the open man, finds it, Hayden Hausman, passes it to Adam Songer. It's a deep left wing, he gives it back to Cody Snelling at the top of the key, passes it to Hayden Hausman, who gets it to Nick Thomas. He puts up a shot, and it goes out of bounds. I think the ball got slapped by Buckland. It's still Brashear's ball. Nick's going to pass the ball. Nick Collins is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Brashear going with the always faithful stack. He finds the open man in Adam Songer. He gives it to Cody Snelling. He gives it back to Nick, who looks for it. Gives it to Cody Snelling. Gives it back to Nick Thomas. Dribbles. Finds Hayden Hausman top of the key. Gives it to Terrence Treasure on the left elbow. Puts up the shot for 2. And it's good. 14-22, Buckland.
Buckland's number 22 will pass it into 14. 14 will dribble the ball up. Oh, picks up his dribble a little bit too early, but finds 22, finds 20, with a nice little layup, and misses that one.
Adam Song comes with the rebound, bringing it up to court, finds Terrence Treasure open. Oh, Terrence travels. Team brings the ball to court for Buckland.
That's right. Finds number 40. 40 back to 14. 14 over to 22. Gets a travel call on that one. It will not be for sure ball.
So the Woods is going to pass the ball on for Brashear. He passes it into Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman brings the ball to court. Looks like a man finds it. Cody Snelling on the left wing. Cody Snelling gives it to Woods at the top key. Gives it to Hayden Hausman on the left wing. Gives it back to Cody Snelling. He drives. Puts up a shot. No good. But Terrence Treasure gets the rebound. Puts up a shot for 2. And it is good. 16-22 Buckland.
Buckland number 22 will throw it into 14 like usual. Brings it up court. Screen set by 22. Finds number 24. Back out to 22. Passes it into number 20 under the hoop. Puts it up and it's good.
Joseph Woods will pass the ball into Adam Songer, who passes it to Hayden Hausman, who brings the ball up the court. He gives it to Joseph Woods, who in turn gives it to Cody Snelling on the right wing, gives it to Hayden Hausman on the... Hayden Hausman puts up a shot for 2, for 3, and gets fouled, I believe.
All right, what?
He's going to be shooting 2. Let's see what Hayden can do at the free throw line.
And here we go. The score is 16-24. Buckland ball.
Hayden puts the shot up. No good. Just off the back of the rim. Nick Thomas is going to find his way in for... Nobody. Hayden has put up the second shot. It is good.
Number 22 will throw it into 14. 14 will bring the ball down. Buckland. Oh, and loose ball. And Coach Nelly.
Because I guess it, but he traveled. I've seen that one, Trey.
I've seen that one coming, too. He's known for that. Buckland finds number 14. 14 with the dribble drive. Fairly decent ball handler, but he gets trapped. Finds number 24, puts it up, no good, but tipped by number 20, and it's good! At the last second, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the end of the first half. The score is 17-26 in Buckland's favor. Well, we'll start the game off with a Buckland ball. Looks like Nick Thomas and Adam Songer and Hayden Hausman, Perrin Treasure and Cody Snelling will start for Brashear. And the second half, it's going to be black ball, Buckland, if you, those of you did, don't know. Let's get this party started.
And we're off. It will be Buckland ball, number 22. We'll pass it in. There's over number 14. 14 will dribble the ball down the court. Got some fancy footwork. Passes it over to number 20. Back to 24. Puts up the shot. No good, but it's rebounded by number 20. 20 will take it up. And fouled by number 51, Perrin Treasure. He will also make the shot.
Brashear's going to have to buckle down and start rebounding the ball if they want to have a chance at winning this game.
Number 22 will go to the line shooting his one.
He puts it up.
And it's good!
He sunk that like the Titanic. Nick Thomas passes the ball in to Terrence Treasury. Passes it back. Nick Thomas brings ball off the court.
Blocking foul.
On number 22, was it Trey?
Yes, it was.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Brashear. Looks like he's going to pass it in to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman's going to bring the ball off the court. He passes it off to Cody Snelling on the right wing. He passes it back to Nick Thomas. Top of the key. He passes it to Hayden Hausman on the left wing. He gets it to Adam Song on the deep left wing. He gets it back to Hayden Hausman at the top of the key. He gives it to Nick Thomas at the right wing. He gives it to Cody Snelling in the deep right wing. He gives it back to Hayden Hausman at the top of the key. He gives it to Cody Snelling on the right wing. He gives it to Adam Songer, but he gets stolen.
And now it's number 24 for Buckland. Has a fast break. Shoots it. Dropped out.
Timeout for Brashear. Score is now 31 Buckland, 17 Brashear. I think it's going to be black ball to start this party off. No, I think it's a white ball. And Buckland's going to full court press, and Nick Thomas just about eats it. Buckland's going to full court press him. Brashear trying to get the ball in, having some troubles. Gets it into Hayden Hausman, who puts up a shot. Just scored a point for Buckland. That's got to be bad deal. Didn't understand that. Hayden Hausman gets the ball again, brings up the court. Dylan Redding is going to find his way in for, I'm guessing, Hayden Hausman. Cody Stone gets it the right way and gets it to Terrence Treasure, puts up a shot for two. That's good!
And here we go, number 24 for Buckland. Dribbles the ball down the court. Does some more fancy footwork. Dishes it off. And I guess he's fouled on that whenever he's getting ready to pass.
Slapped him right in the arm.
And now for Buckland, number 22 will pass the ball in. Finds number 24. 24 does a little spin move around Terrence Treasure. And we got 3 seconds in the lane. On Buckland. Now Brashear ball.
Nick Thomas is going to pass it in. Hopefully Brashear doesn't score a point for Buckland again. He finds Adam Songer, who finds Cody Song on the right side of the court, who tries to bring the ball up. Brings down center of the court. Nick Thomas just took out number 22. Oh, Cody Stallings passes a turn treasure, but he didn't see it coming and passed it to nobody.
And now Buckland's number 22 will pass it into 14. 14 will take it down the hoop. And here we go. 14, good drives. Fancy footwork to the right side of the court. Back out to 22. And we've got to travel on 14 as he tries to fake out the pass.
Hayden Housen back in for Dylan Redding. Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Brashear. He's looking for the open man. Finds Terran Treasure. Gives it back to Nick on the left side of the court. Nick drives. And they call a charge.
I don't exactly agree on that one. That more looked like a block to me.
Yeah, I don't think the guy was exactly set, but
the refs are in charge, not us.
That's how it usually goes. Number 14 for Buckland will bring the ball up the court. 14 dribbles. Drives. Dishes it off to number 24. Out to 22. 22 dribble drives. And he draws a foul on that one.
That looked like as much as a charge as the one Nick had a minute ago, wouldn't you say, Trey?
I would have to agree. Buckland will take the ball out, give it to number 20. 20.
Oh,
fouled by Cody Snyder.
That will be his third foul.
Wait for Coach to take him out in a little bit, hope, probably. And instead, he takes out Terran Treasure,
who also has three fouls.
Number 20 for Buckland. Passes it out to number 14 over to 22. Puts up the shot, and he does not hit anything on that shot.
That was almost like a pass, but nobody was there. Buckland's going to press for sure. Nick Thomas can try to find somebody. He finds Cody Snelling on the right side. Cody Snelling is trying to get it up. Passes it to Adam Songer, but it was too long. But Joe saves it. Puts up a shot for two. And it's
good. That's a good shot right there by Joe. And 14 will pass it in 22. Back to 14. 14 will dribble the ball up the court. 14 is picked up by Hayden Hausman. Now by Cody Snelling. Over to 22. 22. And it's picked away by Cody Snelling. But 22 comes up with the ball. And 22 nicks it out of bounds. And it is now Brashear ball again.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball on for Brashear. He's going to go with Cody Snelling on the backcourt. Cody Snelling gets the ball. Stole from him. Being Kitaki. We draw the charge.
I do believe that is four on Cody Snelling.
I do believe it is too. And I think Joseph Woods is going to need to relieve him. Thanks, Trey.
That is the truth.
Luckily, 22 missed his free throw. Went out of bounds, but it's going to stay Buckland ball. All right.
Buckland's number 22 will take the ball out of bounds.
He's going to find,
I don't know. Oh, he found number 14 right under the hoop, but he luckily missed it.
But Brashear can't hold on to the ball, but Nick Thomas comes up with it. Nick Thomas just got fouled. That was a
number 14 for Buckland fouled him.
That was only Buckland's second team foul, though. Been nice if they'd have been out there 10th and we'd be in double bonus right now, but you can't always have everything.
Yeah, you can't ever count on that.
Nick Thomas passing the ball in, tries to find somebody. He finds Joseph Woods, he tips it into 20's hands, and 20 puts up a shot for two, and it's good. Nick Thomas is passing the ball in again, finds Adam Songer, who gets Joseph Woods the ball, dribbles the ball. Wolf, Wolf!
Number 22 for Buckland will bring the ball down, finds number 20 right into the hoop, blows the shot completely.
Adam Songer gets the rebound, gives it Nick Thomas, he's bringing the ball up the court. Nick throws a little spin move, dribbles off his foot, and it's going to be over and back. Brashear just called timeout. Looks like they're going to call the end of timeout.
What? What are you guys? All
right. Brandon Gordon's joining us in the announcer's booth.
Yeah, I ain't got Mike.
You got anything to add, Brandon?
Well, I haven't been up here. I've been in E-Check all the time. I've been in E-Check, so I haven't really seen this game.
I see. Buckland will pass the ball in.
Number 22 for Buckland. They go with the stack, finds number 20. 20 will go to the left corner. Finds number 4, 4 to 22. Going down to number 24.
Oh.
Wide open and just lays it in like
you always got to watch your back door. 45, Nick Thomas passes in to 42, Joseph Woods. He gives it back to Nick Thomas. He brings it up the court. Passes it off to Joseph Woods on the side. He passes it back to Hayden Housen. He passes it to Nick Thomas on the left wing, who throws it off of Buckland's foot. They'll get a kick called. Brashear will keep the ball. Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Brashear.
I love basketball.
Nick passes in to Adam Song on the deep left wing. He gets it back to Nick Thomas. He looks for the shot. There is none. Gives it to Adam Song. Looks for the jump shot. And it's good for two. 23-39, Buckland.
Number four for Buckland will bring the ball down the court. Pass over here to number 20. And we've got a travel ball, number 20.
20 is just a little bit cocky, wouldn't you say, Trey?
Him and Cody Snelling will make a very good couple.
That is very true. Nick Thomas passed the ball in to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman brings the ball up the court. He gives it to Joseph Lloyd on the left wing. He gives it back to Nick Thomas, but it's stolen by number four.
Number four.
If he would have went for it, we might have been able to get the ball back, but he didn't.
Now number 22 for Buckland has the ball. Back to number 24. Back to 22. 22. Into number 20. 20.
Nick Thomas is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. He finds Hayden Hausman open. Hayden Hausman, he gets trapped, but they open the trap. He gives it to Adam Songer. Adam Songer turns around to bring the ball up the court. He brings it up to the center. He looks for the open man. He finds it, Dylan Redding. Dylan Redding drives, gives it back to Joe. Then Adam, he steals it from Joe. Put up the shot for two. That's good.
Good for two. Number four for Buckland will bring the ball down the court now. Down the middle of the court. Make sure that. Half court, number 22. It's a three. No good. Rebounded by number 30. No good.
Dylan Redding, Nick Thomas delivers the ball. He gives it to Joe, gives it back to Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas brings the ball up the court. He gives it to Hayden Hausman on the right wing. Gives it back to Dylan Redding on the... He gets it stole by 20, who tosses it out of bounds. He catches a lucky break there. If they hadn't knocked it out of bounds. That's an if, though. Nick Thomas passes the ball in for Brashear. He finds Adam Song on the top of the key. Gives it to Hayden Hausman at the top of the key. He gives it to Joe at the top of the free throw line. He gives it to Nick, who gives it back to Hayden Hausman. He gives it to Dylan Redding, who drives. He gives it to Adam Songer. Adam Songer finds nobody. It was Nick by Buckland. Buckland still picks the ball up and scores a bucket. Adam Songer gives it to Nick Thomas with 36 on the clock. Adam Songer gives it to Hayden Hausman and brings it up the court. Brashear needs to slow this ball game up, or they're not going to get anything accomplished here. Dylan Redding gives the ball at Songer. He puts up a shot for two. No good.
Number 22 with the rebound. Or 24 with the rebound.
Oh, and they get a travel call on. Matt McLeod finds his way in for Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas getting a well-deserved break.
Worked pretty hard today, wouldn't you say, Daniel?
I would say that so, too. Adam Songer is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. He gets it to Joe. Puts up a shot for two. It's long. Adam Songer gets the rebound, puts it up again, it's gone. Puts it up again, and it's good for two. 27-41, Buckland.
Buckland's number 22 will pass it in for number four. Four will pass it over here to number 20. 20 for three. And it's no good. Rings out. As Dylan Redding comes up with the ball, and it's fouled by number 20.
Adam Songer's going to pass the ball in. Gets it to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman. Puts up a shot for three. It's no good.
As the Brashear cheerleaders will step out here and give us a little bit of entertainment.
That ends the third quarter. Score 27 Brashear, 41 Buckland. Brashear has 16 fouls and Buckland has three. There's 6 minutes remaining in this ball game for Brashear to make a dip, cover a 14-point point span. They're going to make quite a few points in a fairly small amount of time. It's going to be white ball. That's Brashear for you, those of you who don't know. Adam Songer, number 23, is going to pass it in for Brashear. He's going to try to find an open man. Buckland's putting a full press on these guys. He finds it in Dylan Redding. Dylan Redding gets the ball, drives, passes it off to Joe. He gets fouled. Buckland's been fouling quite a bit here lately. Cody Snelling is going to make it back into the game with one foul to give before he's out. He goes in for Dylan Redding. Adam Songer will pass the ball in for Brashear. He passes in to Joe. Joe puts it up for two. It's long. Joe's been shooting it long all night long.
Number 22 will come up the rebound over to 14. Down to 24. 24 to 20. 20 puts it up.
No good. Joe comes out of the rebound and gets the ball off to Adam Songer. Adam Songer gives it off to Hayden Hausman. Hayden Hausman dribbles out of the court. He's at the top of the key. He finds it. Matt McLeod open at the top of the lane. Pass it to him. Matt McLeod puts up the shot for two. It's no good. So the franchise rebound. Buckland knocks out of his hands. It's going to be Brashear ball. Adam Songer's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. He gives it to Matt McLeod. He gives it to Joe at the bottom of the lane. Puts up a shot for two.
Oh.
No good. Buckland comes out of the rebound.
Number 22 will dribble the ball down. Passes it over to 24. Puts it up the layup. No good.
Number 20 tried to get fancy and tip it in one-handed. It didn't work out for him. But number 44, Matt McLeod, fouled him. So it didn't work out in the end. But that'll also put Buckland in bonus, 1-1. 22 will be shooting one free throw. And if he makes it, he'll shoot another. Let's see what he does. Oh, no, wait, 20. My mistake, folks. And it's good. He sunk that like the Titanic. Oh, and it's no good. He had a line violation there. 31 dribbling. Hayden Hausman looks, finds Kobe Snelling open on the left side. Gives it to Joe, gives it that. Matt McLeod puts up a shot for two. No good. Keeps going rebound, puts another shot again. No good. That's going to be black ball.
But anyways, number 14 is going to dribble the ball down. Gives it over here to number 22. Finds 20 down low. Back to 24. 24 dribble drives. Puts up the shot, and he banks it right in there.
Joe passes the ball to Adam Songer. Adam Songer gives the ball to Cody Snelling on the left side of the court, who dribbles it to the middle side of the court, just trying to get across half court. He dribbles, finds the old man, Matt McLeod, at the top of the lane. Gives it back to Hayden Housen at the top of the key. Gives it to Adam Songer at the left elbow. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. He ends up on the floor. You got to finish at the basket, guys. You got to finish at the basket.
Buckland, number 22, will pass the ball, but... Oh, we got a loose ball here. Number 20 comes up with it. Misses a shot. I can't see over there, but I can tell that Buckland shot. Somehow number 14 came up with the ball, put it in.
Adam Songer's going to pass the ball in to Cody Snelling. Just about couldn't get it. Jumped up, caught the ball. He's going to dribble up to the center of the court. Passes it to Hayden Hazard on the left wing. He gives it to Joe at the low left wing. Joe tries to save it. He did, but he gave it right to Buckland. Buckland's number 20 drives. Puts up a shot. No good. I believe Brashear nicked it, but they're going to say out of bounds on Buckland, I think.
And we got Nick Thomas and Terran Treasure checking in for Brashear for Hayden Hausman. I could not tell who else. I do believe it's Joe.
I think Buckland's complaining. Nick Thomas passes the ball, and Adam Songer gives it back. Nick Thomas brings it up the court. Nick Thomas taking his time. Looking for the open man. Finds it. Adam Songer at the top of the lane. Gives it back to Nick Thomas at the top of the key. Dribbles a little bit. Looks for the open man again. Finds it. Terry Treasure. Gives it back to Nick Thomas. He gets it stolen by number 14. Oh, that's a double dribble. You can't pick it up and start dribbling again, can you, Trey?
Doesn't work out.
Give me Brashear ball. Nick passes the ball into Cody Snelling. Stops the key. He gives it to Nick Thomas. He gives it to Terrence Treasure at the lower left wing. Puts it up for two. No good. Matt McLeod with a rebound. Puts it up for two. And it's good. 29-45.
Buckland's number 22 will pass it in to number 14. Number 14 back over to 22. 22 over to 40. He hasn't been on a whole lot.
Adam Songer steals the ball. He's going to do a layup, jump shot, thingamajigger.
And missed it completely.
He doesn't know how to... Joseph Woods is in for number 23, Adam Songer. Nick Thomas is passing the ball in that. Joseph, who passes it, knows he can take the ball off the court himself. He's dribbling, looking for the open man, waiting for the opportunity. Finds it in Cody Snelling on the left wing, who tries to drive, finds Nick Thomas, throws it off his shoe, but they recover the ball. Cody Snelling down on the right wing, gives it that. Terrence Frederick to the deep right wing, gives it back to Cody Snelling on the right wing, gives it that at Matt McLeod on the lane, puts up for two, and it's good. 31-45, Buckland.
Buckland's number 14 will bring the ball down. He thinks he sees somebody, but he found 22. Shoots a way-out three-point shot and banks it in.
Joseph Woods passes the ball into Nick Thomas. He brings the ball to court. Nick passes it to Coach Nunn, gets it knocked away by 22. 22 is all the way down the court, wide open, puts up a left-hand layup, and it's good. Joseph Woods passes the ball in for Nick. Nick dribbles the ball off court cautiously. Taking his time. Looking for the open man. Finds it Joseph Woods on the left wing. Gives it back to Cody Snelling at the top of the key. Gives it to Matt McLeod, who's met by a wall of defenders. Then he travels. Joey Scudder's going to get his find his way in for Karen Frazier, and Dylan Redding's going to find his way in for Cody Snelling.
Number 14 for Buckland will bring the ball down the court. Down the middle of the court. Got a screen. No good of, not a very good screen, but. Now it looks like that was out of bounds, wouldn't you say, Daniel?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I believe it was. Nick Bradshaw is going to find his way in for Nick Thomas. A Nick for a Nick. Nick Bradshaw will pass the ball in. It looks like the B team versus the A team. Buckland is not subbed in all their.
Well, wait a minute.
They don't have a very deep bench. Dylan Redding passes the ball to Jay Scudder at the top of the elbow. He gives it to Matt McLeod. He gives it to Joseph Woods. He puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Buckland is just not letting up on Brashear. Looks to the open man. Finds Dylan Redding. Gives it to Matt McLeod on the bottom right wing. Tosses it over to Jay Scudder. Puts a shot up. And Brashear lost it there. Number four for 14. Now they've got three of their subs in.
Now Buckland's number 20 will take the ball out, passes it in to number 22.
But they've still got their little Fouch boys in.
They'll never take them out, I don't think. 22. We got an illegal screen, a moving screen.
He's a pat on the back by number 30, and the boys pass the ball in for Brashear to Dylan Redding. Dylan Redding dribbles up the middle of the court, pass to Jay Scudder. Hugan, stole by number 4, who passes it to 22, who brings the ball to court.
Over to number 40, back to 22. Back to 40,
who
back to 22.
40 was trying to set a screen, I think, and then he caught the ball and just really didn't know what was going on.
Goes it to 40, he shoots it!
No,
no
good.
Good. 40 shoots it up again, no good.
Zach Reeves and Andy Belzer find their way into the game. Along with Austin Alexander.
We got 22 seconds left, folks, with 31-52, Buckland winning. And Buckland finds number 4 on the outside.
And he's going to pass the ball to this guy, to that guy, and he puts up a shot. And
no good. 3.4 seconds left.
I don't know who's passing the ball in, but I get it, Nick Bradshaw. There's 2 seconds left. He puts up a shot.
Oh, and it's no good.
He
came close.
He fell down while shooting the ball, which was quite comical.
I'd have to agree.
The ball game's over. 31-52, Buckland.
I'm Trey Treasure.
And I'm Daniel Smith.
See you later.
Good night.